2 Timothy, 3rd chapter. Third chapter of 2 Timothy. I don't know what all we might do tonight, whether we'll just read or what. But this is what we have. We started out tonight singing about On Christ the Solid Rock. Well, no. Let me get it right. We started out with what we will leave behind. Leave behind. We finished up with On Christ, the Solid Rock, I Stand. Thought that's pretty good. If you'll stand on the rock, you'll leave something behind. Something good. Something worthwhile. I don't normally say a whole lot about this or that, but I was coming upstairs when we was coming in, and there's a lady said if I preach too long, that Jeff was taking her home. And I asked her one question. I said, well, just how long's too long? She ain't answered me. Third chapter, 2 Timothy. I'd be in bad shape if I took everything serious. I can't help but to believe. And I'm thankful, number one, that I've never had the drug problem. I'm thankful of that. I could have easily been one of them. Easily. Very easily. Well, I say that. I don't know that I ever would have been. I'd have been an alcoholic. What I'd have been. But I believe this, and it doesn't really matter what the problem is. I believe the Lord will help a man or a woman that wants to do right. I believe he'll help them. And sometimes it's day by day. It is, day by day. But he will help you. And if you'll stand on that rock, thank God, you'll have a good something to leave behind. You will. Makes me want to shout. I can't help it. You know, I really like it when the Lord passes by. Don't you? We all do. When he just passes by. And we know it's him. When we know it's him. It might not do nothing for anybody else in this world, but thank God it'll do something for you. If he had just passed by. I don't have the answers for all the questions. I'm one of them that has questions for questions. I always have been. I'll hush. It's good to be here. It is. I appreciate what I can feel deep down in my soul. I really do. Go and read. Start with the first verse. It's 17 verses. We'll probably read the entire chapter. Now, you don't have to let the world overcome you. I've thought down through the years, you know, some people have to use the altar quite a bit. It bothers some pastors, but I can tell you, it's never bothered me. It's never bothered me. Now I know what people says. But if you're in the house of God and you feel like you need to pray, then pray. Amen. If you don't come here, just kneel right where you are. Pray. I'm going to be honest with you. That's about the only tool you have. Brethren, to try to just be where God can use you. For His honor and for His glory. They some things we can't fix. They some things you can't fix. I know God can fix them. It's not God's will that people live out of His will. It ain't God's will. Read your book. Brethren, He's happy with them that follow Him. He always has been. It makes a difference. It'll make a difference in your life. Brethren, if you just stay as close as you possibly can, it'll make a difference. It'll make a difference. I've said in my prayer just a minute ago, my friend, that seems like sometimes we can't reach them folks. We just can't reach them. Brethren, it don't give us opportunity to quit trying tonight. Just keep plugging. Just keep plugging. Little by little. Little by little. It might not happen overnight. It might go completely sour. But just keep nibbling. Just keep on. Just keep on keeping on. If you don't know what to do, thank God, just keep on keeping on. Do you know what faith? Faith ain't something you can see. Thank God it's something you've got to live tonight. And that means you keep on keeping on when you don't feel nothing. Zero. Absolutely nothing. I mean you don't feel like that anybody loves you, anybody cares for you, and you can't do nothing. Just keep on keeping on. Amen. Woo! Glory, hallelujah. Folks, I'm going to tell you, they be days, my friend, that you won't feel Him. Might get in trouble preaching to you like that, but it's a fact. I mean, you might think that He's a million miles away from you. Thank God, just keep on digging. It might not be It might not be a good scenario. My daughter called me one day, this has been several years ago, and she said, you'll be the only one to go with me. Said, let's take all your grandkids to Six Flags. And I thought, my stars, where I can handle that now. So we did. We took them all. There was two or three of them. I didn't know where they was scared or where they'd ride anything or anything like that. And we got in there. And I had Austin, and he was little, and he looked at me, and he said, boy, I'm excited. I said, well, I'm glad you are. And the closer we got to that thing, I knowed he is excited, all right? He wasn't going to ride it. Scared him completely to death. He looked at me, and he said, I'm going back. I said, you ain't going back. I said, you getting on that thing. Right in front of me. He couldn't turn around. We got on that thing. He slid right through past everything. Wasn't going to ride it. Might have been wrong in me. But I'm going to tell you. Sometimes we need just a little help. And sometimes we need just a little nudge. I went over and got him. I did. And I just about had to drag him. And I put him in that thing. I never had rode it myself. I didn't know what it done. And he is a squalling. I mean a squalling. I said, Austin, I said, just hush. It'll be all right in a minute. He is a hurting. Worst thing I ever done. You know why? We got off that thing. He said, let's ride it again. Huh? He wanted to ride everything down there. It there wasn't nothing. There was no fear in him. Sometimes it takes us facing. Brethren, our worst nightmares before we ever get the peace of God about us. I don't understand it. I really don't. I don't understand. I'm going to tell you something else tonight. I may read. I may never read. I don't know what we're going to do. But the fact of it is, the real fact of the matter of it is, my friend, the Lord told Joshua, I'll never get over this. He said, Joshua, as I was with Moses, so shall I be with thee. Glory! Brethren, that satisfied Joshua. Did it not? Joshua knowed something about Moses. And he knowed how much God had been with Moses. Do you know that? These folks, my friend, I don't know. Tonight, I really don't. I don't know. Faith. The Bible says, cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And as he wrote, he said, how can they hear except they have a preacher? And how can he preach except he be sent? Listen, listen. Brethren, there's a reason that God's still sending you messages today. Yes, they are. There's a reason, my friend. You may think I ain't got faith like you, preacher. I got news for you. It ain't how much you got. It's what you do with what you got. Woo! Glory, hallelujah, woo. I can't help it. I don't know why I feel so good. It makes me nervous. Hey, it really does. It makes me nervous. You don't understand. It makes me nervous. But I won't tell you something, folks. I've learned a long time ago, when God puts the honey, thank God out, just eat it. Thank God, eat all you can. Brethren, he fed Elijah over there. He fed him that second time. The Bible says he went on the strength of that meat for 40 days. 40 days. I don't know how long, my friend, you're going to have to go in the streak you're in, but I'll tell you one thing. Just put your trust in God. Thank God, let him make the right choice in your life. He'll help you. It might not turn out like you want it to. I've thought a lot of times. I really have. I really don't think God blesses people when they get out of his will. Why would I say that? Why could I say that? I can tell you why. The children of Israel, every time they went away from God, God was displeased with them. Was he not? And sometimes he let them go on. Did he not? But he didn't let them go without a warning. He told them, when you walk after, not after me, brethren, trouble's coming. Huh? Folks, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think it's changed. Do you? I don't think it's changed. No, sir. I believe God's the same God he's always been. Glory to God. He'll still bless me and you if we'll just follow after him. And quit belly aching. I wasn't a priest. I wouldn't. I'm going to tell you something. Folks, my faith is real tonight, ain't yours? I'm talking about real. Real, thank God. Real. What'd you say about the son, the child? There's probably not any in here that'd like to give theirs up. Cody? But I believe there's some in here, my friend, it come right down to it, they'd have to. Huh? Abraham did. Did he not? Abraham wasn't a different kind of man than we are, was he? Lord told him, he said, you take your son on the mountain and there sacrifice him unto me. Brethren, I want you to know that Isaac had been on enough altar runs that he knew what's going on. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Woo! Glory! Hallelujah! He looked at his father and he said, Father, we've got the wood. Huh? We've got the fire. Said, where is the sacrifice? Huh? He knew what's going on to a point. Abraham said, God shall provide himself a lamb. But he didn't stop there. He went on up the mountain. You know the scripture. He laid him on the altar. Isaac. He prepared the altar. He put everything in place. He drew back the sword, and the angel of God stopped him. I'm going to tell you something, folks. Sometimes it comes sword drawing. Preacher, what do you mean? Going as far as you can go. Yes, sir. As far as you can go. I don't know. I don't know why the Lord's been so good to me. Do you? Huh? Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever wondered why God's been so good to you? Huh? And have you ever just wondered, my friend, why is it that God allows all this mess to come against me? Folks, you ain't the only ones went through trouble. You ain't the only one, my friend, that's had to sacrifice on the altar. You hear me? Faith, my friend, you walk by faith. The Bible says the just shall live by faith. And brethren, we shall walk by faith. And faith, you don't see the outcome. No, you don't. Can I tell you something? I believe Abraham went as far as he could go. The scripture says that he knew that if he slew him, that God was able, was able to bring him back alive. What about that? Huh? What about that? It wasn't that Abraham wanted to, but it was, believe it or not, that Abraham did. Bible says he did. Go and read it. Sometimes, Mike, the Lord just wants us to recognize him. Huh? In our life. In our life. Yes, sir. You know why I ain't a sot drunkard? Because I got born again. Glory! Hallelujah! Woo! You don't know what should be. Brethren, had it not been for God who's on our side. Amen. That's what David says. I'm serving the same God David serves. Ain't you? Yes, sir. Now, I don't know tonight. I really don't. I ain't going to read. I'm done past all that. Glory! But I can say this. Brother, that little widow woman that had the issue of blood, she knowed one thing. She went and tried everything she could. She spent it all trying to get better. And she heard about Jesus. And she didn't want to talk to Jesus. She didn't want Jesus praying over her. She just wanted to touch the hem of his garment. You imagine that? You imagine that? You know, if I can just touch the hem of his garment. Oh, Dillard and Joyce sang that song. One touch. One touch sufficient. Woo! Glory! Brethren, it don't take God a season. It just takes a touch tonight. Yes, it does. old centurion over there had one at home that was in bad shape. He talked to Jesus and Jesus said, "I'm coming." He said, "Wait a minute." He said, "I've got servants under me," and said, "I tell them this and that, and they do." He said, "You just speak the word." Glory! Hallelujah! Folks, he can still speak the word. One word. He can. Two words, three, whatever it takes. Huh? And he done it. He done it. You know what he told the widow woman? When he told those that was around him, that of his own disciples, he said, "Who touched me?" They had no clue. Huh? "Why, Lord, they thronging thee on every side. What do you mean, who touched you?"
She really touched me.
Even the, huh? Glory! And she did. He said, "Somebody touched me." Virtue has went out. That's what he said. He told that woman, he said, "Not so great a faith have I found in Israel." Huh? Don't tell me, folks. It's all about faith. And I'm just going to be plain with you. Folks, it's all about your faith in Him. If so be, my friend, he can still part the waters. If so be. Preacher, I don't know about that. That's your faith. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? I don't know where the Lord can do that or not. Did you hear that? That come out of you? I ain't putting you on the spot. I ain't putting you on the spot. Brother, there's been things in my life that needed a touch. Yeah. Hadn't they yours? Yeah. Yes, sir. A touch. Just a touch. And it needed a touch from God. I couldn't fix it. Mama couldn't fix it. Brother and sisters can't fix it. Huh? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's amazing. Thank God it is amazing grace, but it's still your faith. Your faith. You want to be put in that 11th chapter? We can put you there. Just believe God. Woo! Glory! Hallelujah! Might not know your name. He said there was many others. He didn't give their name. But he said this. He said, "Of whom this world was not worthy." Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Ain't it good? Ain't it good when the Lord just passes by? Huh? Preacher, I got problems. I don't need Him blessing me. You better get all the blessing you can. Soak it up. Draw it in. I'm going to tell you something, folks. I don't know about y'all. But there's times, my friend, that God lets me eat off of His table. Glory! And sometimes He lets me have seconds, thank God. Woo! Woo! Glory! Hallelujah! Woo! Preacher, you just get too excited. I may do it. But I'm going to tell you something, folks. I'm just going to stay excited as long as he'll let me. Amen. I can't help it. I really can't. Ain't no need in me worrying about it. Ain't no need in me fixing it or even trying to fix it. Yeah, I've had stuff I wanted to preach to you, but I get here and it leaves. Ain't much I can do about it. You can believe this or not, and I know for a fact. We was in revival one night. I bring my remarks to a close. I'm done anyway. Does it not say, my friend, according to your faith? According to your faith. Now, there was one guy, my friend, that got healed because of four others' faith. Fact. They had to do some work, my friend, to get him there. But they got him there. Glory! Folks, I can't help it. Been very few times that I've ever been in the position to where the Word of God just left, moved, went somewhere. We was in revival meeting, and the man that's helping me, it's about on the last song. He just leaned over and he said, and Brother Randy, he said, you got it tonight. And you know what Randy knowed? He knowed he didn't have it. And I looked at him, I said, well, you're going to have to give it a start of some kind. So he got up. He said, I'm going to mind the Lord tonight. He said, Brother Randy's going to preach. And he sat right back down. Exactly what he said. Now, I'll tell you something, folks. For the most part, that wouldn't have bothered me. And it really didn't bother me. But this bothered me. I got up. I turned to some scripture. I read it, and if I've ever seen any word of God just pour out on the ground, it poured. Fast as I could read it, it just poured out, just went out. You know what Randy done? I said, that's all I can do. Preacher, you wouldn't do that. I did do it. And I told them, I said, folks, I don't know exactly which way this is going to go, but I said, I'm finished. I'm done. Wouldn't done me no good to try to pick it up. I hadn't been there before, but I pretty much know what was going on. Something. As a preacher jumped up right quick and started preaching, they preached around good little while, but while he was preaching, the Lord told me and showed me. He said, that man's got it. Preacher, did you tell him? I didn't tell him. I just kept my seat. Let that preacher run around there a little bit. He sat down, and that man stood up. And you know what he preached on? Exactly what I read. Exactly. And he had the message.
Yeah, bless him.
You hear me? He didn't have to read nothing, thank God, but he had the message. God knowed he had it. I didn't know he had it, not to begin with. Preacher, don't that make you feel bad? Why? Why in this world?
Bless him, Lord.
Brethren, I've got more faith than that, don't you? I like to think I do anyway. You might think, well, preacher, you don't ever have any downs. What's the, ain't scripture, what's the old saying? You ought to walk a mile in another man's shoes. Yeah. Honey, you never know. You and I both never know what's going on with you. You, Bruce, he don't know what's going on with you. I can safely say that. Think about it. Where's your faith? Think about your faith. Preacher, it's going to take more than my faith. Think about your faith. Put your faith to work. Your faith. Yes, sir. Yours. Not hers. Yours. Yes. Donnie, put your faith, thank God, to work. Amen. Yes. Well, preacher, why? I've heard, I'm not going to pick on Donnie, but Donnie got some serious things coming on. Serious. They are, Jeff. You know they are. Anthony, y'all know they are. But I'm going to tell you what we're going to do, Donnie. Yep. We're just going to keep praying for you. Amen. But Donnie, yes, you got some faith. Yep. Thank God put it to use. Amen. Things will change in your life. Amen. When you put your faith to work. It'll do it. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. And when that old doubting comes by and said, I don't know about that, you just tell him to go lay down somewhere. That we gonna put our faith to work. The little woman, my friend, couldn't do nothing but touch his hem of his garment. Brethren, she pressed through the crowd. I don't think it was an easy task for her, but brethren, she did it, and her faith made her whole, my friend. Did it not? Let us stand. I'm done. Good to be here. I'm glad you're here. I am. I'm glad you're here.